You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggles, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Past episodes of the Authentic Business Adventures program can be found on the podcast link at drawincustomers.com. We are coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, entrepreneur, author, speaker, and helpful coach to small business owners across the country. Today, we're welcoming slash preparing to learn from Mary Jo Mangan, owner of Badger Barter. Mary Jo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for being on here. So Badger Barter, you have to tell us, what is Badger Barter?
So Badger Barter is a business-to-business trade exchange company. Mm-hmm. We've got over 600 local businesses in our network that trade goods and services back and forth. Mm-hmm. So our main goal is to help generate new business for them by promoting them and advertising. We're like their sales reps.
Okay.
And help them get what they need without spending cash.
Nice. So how does that work? Let's say we got 600 members. So member number one just says, hey, I want to barter with member number two, or how does that work?
I'll just give an example.
Sure.
Friday night I was in Salvatore's and Patrick's a member of Badger Barter.
Sure.
And he is opening up a new restaurant, and he needs new flooring for two out of the three restaurants.
Okay.
And we have a commercial flooring company that will be able to do that for him on full trade.
Wow.
So we're like the facilitators to help make things happen.
So he's not necessarily trading pizza in exchange for flooring.
Exactly.
Somebody else has gotten pizza from him, and so it goes, it's a bunch of different
Yes.
directions, I guess.
Yes. So we have a barter software that's like a barter bank account, no different than Sun Prairie Bank.
Okay.
So when people go in there and eat, they pay with Badger Barter bucks.
Okay.
And then with that, they deposit that into their Badger Barter bank account.
Okay.
And they can use that with any of our 600 businesses in the network.
Oh, nice. All right. So of those 600 businesses, some I imagine are B2B. Like the flooring stuff, and some are just B2C. So
we don't have consumers. I mean, it's business to business, but the business owners can use their trade.
Okay.
They can use it for their family. They can give staff members employee incentives, and the staff's out there using it.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people use them to thank clients for what they've done for them, and they pay them in Badger Barter. We do a lot of donations and auctions and things like that, where we will donate barter dollars for people to bid on and win, and then they get an entertainment guide so they know where they can spend it at.
Sure. Very cool. So where did you get this idea?
So it was 2004.
Okay.
My brother moved home from New Orleans.
Okay.
And I, at that time, was working for the airlines for almost 17 years.
Wow.
And I loved working for the airlines and the travel benefits and so on and so forth. But I was kind of tired of working nights, holidays, and weekends.
Sure.
So I thought, gosh, we should start a business now that you're moving home.
Sure.
And Tom owned a couple of optical stores in New Orleans, and he belonged to a trade exchange in New Orleans called Crescent City Trade.
Oh, interesting.
So when he told me about that, I just got that overwhelming feeling like, this is me. This is what I believe in.
Sure.
It's just made for me.
Right.
So with that said, I started doing my research and investigating and picking brains, and I went to a convention, and I flew out to one of my examples of starting was I flew out to Atlanta to meet with Atlanta Barter, which is a huge barter exchange and a leader in our field. And he was like, kind of pushed me aside, and he was like, yeah, no, you're not, don't even waste your time. This is one of the hardest businesses to start.
Really?
You're not going to be happy. Don't quit your day job. And was just kind of like that.
Sure.
And inside of me was like, well, that means
challenge accepted.
Yeah, that means I'm going to make this happen.
Sure.
And so just recently he reached out to me to apologize and to tell me how, oh my goodness, Mary Jo, you have no idea. Like, they even asked me to be on the board of IRTA, which is International Reciprocal Trade Exchanges. So trade exchanges all over the world are part of this, and they wanted me to be on the board. So that's cool. That's a nice little accomplishment. It's too much for me to take on right now.
Right.
But it validates that I've created a business that other people respect and want to work with. So
that's super awesome.
Yeah, so that was great. So after, again, working for the airlines for 17 years, I thought I could maybe do both.
Okay.
So
work the day job and start the barter exchange?
Yes.
Okay.
At that time I was only part-time.
Sure.
So I was doing part-time, with that. And right away after January 2005, when I decided to run with it, the word got out. And I was written up in 4 magazines in 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was really great. It was.
So you didn't have to do any PR necessarily?
No, they kind of did it for me.
Wow.
Business is just chitty chat. And they're like, did you hear there's a barter exchange?
Sure.
So In Business, Madison Magazine, Brava, and Wisconsin Women all came forward to ask if they could do a story to explain how this works.
Sure.
And with that said, then a lot of other business owners were like, how do we get involved?
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah. So,
so one of the things that I wanted to ask you, because you have such an interesting business, it's, it seems like it would be difficult to start because essentially you're creating value or you're creating money almost like another currency.
Yep.
It's just barter dollars instead of cash or credit card or whatever. So, I wonder the same thing with Bitcoin or any other thing where it's another type of currency. How do you start from zero to this doesn't exist to this is a thing, right?
Right. So with our software, so I had to give myself a line of credit.
Okay.
So with that, like, I'm sure there's going to be questions about taxes and IRS and things like that.
Sure.
So all of that is a line of credit that I took from my business, but is recorded through the IRS as a line of credit.
Sure.
So you start with that. And we also give our clients an interest-free line of credit when they first sign up because they might need a new sign or they might need a door fixed or what have you, that they're like, well, I don't have any money yet. How do I do it? So we give an interest-free line of credit for them to move forward.
Okay.
And then we know that the businesses that are negative, that's who we promote harder because we want to get them more business.
Right.
So
interesting.
It starts out by just giving yourself money, and we created it with the designer. And then at the end of the year, every business gets a 1099B that shows what they earned in barter.
Sure.
So it's looked at just the same as cash.
Okay.
So if you did $20,000 in trade, you did $20,000 in like cash income.
As far as taxes are concerned.
As far as taxes are concerned, yes.
Interesting. So then the curious thing to me is when you start at day one and you're like, okay, we're in business. We need some customers or some clients.
That's a good, I know exactly where you're going with that.
All right.
So what I did was when I started, I picked the businesses that I needed.
Okay.
So I needed a printer.
Oh,
so I signed up a printing company. I needed a design company to help me with my logo, my website. So, of course, then I went and got that type of company in my network. And it just went on from there. So I first, again, went towards what I needed to get my business started.
Okay.
Knowing that a lot of other new businesses starting, they're going to need these things too.
Sure.
So,
definitely.
So that was good. And it helped those businesses get business and, and grow themselves.
Very cool. So how long did it take to the point where you either replaced your job or where you were making enough money to be like, okay, this is a viable thing. That guy in Atlanta doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, right. okay, so I'm going to say the first year was really, really hard.
Sure. That's typical.
Yeah, it's typical with any business. You know, you're learning and you make a lot of mistakes along the way too. But I would say after the first year, I had over 120 businesses in my network.
Wow.
And then from there, word of mouth. And I knew I had to keep plugging away and getting more and more and more and more businesses because if you sign up a business and they don't have anybody to trade with, they're not going to last long.
Right.
So what you ask what their needs are, and that's the type of businesses that we'll go and introduce ourselves to and share the trade with them to see if they would be willing to take part in our network. And then, boom, they've got a new job right away.
Nice. Very cool. So how does the, from a sales pitch point of view, what are some of the things that people say, eh, I don't want to do this, or like, why do they say no to something like this?
Okay, honestly believe the reason people say no is because they don't get it.
Okay.
And
that's totally fair. I find the same thing with calls on calls.
Okay.
I totally understand.
They just don't get it. And a lot of times I'll say to them, just, I'll let you in for 3 months to try it. If you don't like it, you can leave. But honestly, I don't lose our members. Our members, once they get on board, they see the benefit and the how their business is thriving because of it. So I just like I said, just want to give people a trial just to try it and get on board.
Sure.
There are some that still are like, no, I just want cash.
Sure.
But not understanding as much that they can, this is cash. It mm-hmm. just looks different.
Sure.
So, once they try it, mm-hmm. honestly, I've had hundreds of members that have been with me since the beginning of time.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And the reason that we mainly lose businesses in our network mm-hmm. is because they either retire, mm-hmm. sell their business,
sure.
go out of business,
sure.
or maybe they're doing so well mm-hmm. that they just don't need barter anymore.
Well, that's fair.
Right. They're like, we feel bad because we're saying no to the barter members because mm-hmm. we just can't take any more business sure. at this time, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. And I like to think we helped with that. That's mm-hmm. cool.
That's fair. That's yeah. totally fair. So you've been, I suppose you see a lot of people, I'm just thinking like businesses coming and going and all that kind of stuff. But if you've been around for 15 years, you're bound to see something.
A lot.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what have been some of the things that you've learned?
Well, one of the things is, like I said, I do give an interest-free line of credit. Mm-hmm. And I've had many businesses that I've been really generous with mm-hmm. because I thought, oh, they're going to be great. There's a need for this. Mm-hmm. So I'll buy them their signs mm-hmm. or I'll put in the new flooring for them. Mm-hmm. And less than a year, they don't make it. They go out of business.
Oh.
And so then I lose on that.
Sure. Because so you're not talking like a $100 sign. You're talking like
thousands of like dollars. I have businesses that have gone out of business with owing Badger Barter $5,000 to $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
so are, now okay. we do our research a little bit more before we give that high of a
sure
an line of credit.
Okay. that's a big line of credit for anything.
Yeah. Wow. So it's definitely a business loss. So that's a negative.
Sure. Yep.
But if we do our research well enough, honestly, I have to say the Madison businesses, the mm-hmm. Dane County businesses that we have in our network mm-hmm. are extremely great businesses. We don't just take anyone.
Sure.
We have over 20 plus members that have won awards through Madison Magazine for the best of sure. Madison.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So some of them have won more than one award.
Sure.
I'll use Liliana's for example. Sure. He's part of our network.
Yep. Great place.
Yep. Yeah. Great place. And Dave won an award for best restaurant, best local chef, first date place, catering, mm-hmm. Avenue Bar won for fish fry.
Sure.
Long Table is a brand new restaurant in Middleton.
Okay.
It's also, of course, part of our network. Mm-hmm. And they won for the new restaurant, and they also own Brasserie V on Monroe Street.
Sure.
And they won for the best beer to go.
Oh, nice.
Place to go for the best beer, which it is. I can vouch for that. And the best neighborhood bar, Dexter's Pub. Can't go wrong sure. with that. So, and then home decor places like Willow Creek. Mm-hmm. Apple Wellness is a specialty shop. All these businesses are part of Badger Barter.
Sure.
So I really take pride in the fact that Badger Barter and my staff, we helped these businesses grow.
Sure.
And to generate new business. Mm-hmm. And the majority of our businesses will say, not only does Badger Barter bring us in barter business, mm-hmm. but we're also generating a lot new cash business from that.
Sure. It's awareness. And mm-hmm.
they're bringing their friends. Their mm-hmm. friends are coming back and coming sure. back again and bringing mm-hmm. their new friends. And,
sure.
Or if you have a roofing company put a roof on your house, they're referring that roofer to their neighbors
sure.
because they want to keep this community of barter growing and keep them in business by not just getting barter, but cash too.
Sure. Sure. That's interesting. What a clever, clever business. So the software that you use, is that something typical that most like this Atlanta place uses, or is that custom or?
Yep. I started my software. I did a little research, and again, just being novice in this whole field, mm-hmm. I did pick a software that I liked, but after getting to know and working with so many different trade exchanges out there, mm-hmm. The awareness was the best one is NextTrade.
Okay.
So for the barter community, I would say a good margin of the trade exchanges out there use NextTrade.
Okay.
And the company who has developed it themselves,
yeah.
works closely with other trade exchanges to mm-hmm. keep things moving and updating. And
sure.
They've created a phone app and everything. Oh, wow. So
okay.
People can go on and run their own transactions.
Sure.
Again, check to see what their balances are. Anything mm-hmm. that they do with their regular banking system, they can do with this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine since you're dealing with essentially with dollars that there's a challenge in keeping track of all that. Who's paying for what and where and when and how much and who's who what and all that jazz.
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff that you don't want to be there with an Excel spreadsheet trying to keep track of it.
Oh, that would have been a nightmare. So with knowing that there was software out there at the beginning when I found it in 2005,
mm-hmm.
It was great. I'm like, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. At first, I was a little hesitant from all the negative,
sure. mm-hmm.
you know, things that I was hearing from people or
sure.
or what have you. I'm like, I can do this. I can do this because this banking system is so easy and keeps sure. track of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone likes to barter one way or another. I mean, it's been around since the beginning of our time.
Yes.
Way before my time.
Way before money.
Yeah. And so everybody wants to barter and they're like, well, I already do it. But mm-hmm. I always get taken advantage on my end or
sure.
what have you. And I'm like,
right.
well, that's the difference with being in an exchange.
Right.
Everything is documented.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll never lose money on it. You'll always
right.
get your fair trade amount back.
Right. Right. No, I've been on the transaction side where you're like, did I come out ahead or not? And for the most part, I just set it up now where unless it's going through a business like yours or something like that, that it's usually not worth doing unless the person owes you so much money that you're probably not going to get it.
Right.
Then you're like, well, we got to figure out some.
Yeah.
We'll something, yeah, in order to get paid even something remotely close. But.
And I think people also realize the benefits of trading one-on-one helps you with your cash flow, but it doesn't help bring in new business.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, you get to not only get their business, but now you get a lot of other business that mm-hmm. will be coming in to use that trade. So.
Sure. And if it's one-on-one, it almost makes more sense to get cash involved anyways, because otherwise somebody's guaranteed to lose.
Right, if they have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they don't, then like you said, bartering right. is a great
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
form of currency for everybody.
Yeah, interesting. So over the course of 15 years, what have you learned from, let me backpedal a little bit. Do you have employees?
I do.
Okay.
I have two employees.
Okay.
Their titles are brokers.
Okay.
So what their jobs are is they're in the office
mm-hmm.
building relationships. I mean, I'm building relationships all the time. That's just kind of my personality.
Sure.
So I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls are in the office creating relationships with all of our members to help them get what they need. So if somebody has a positive, they'll call each of our members at mm-hmm. least twice a month.
Oh, wow.
And they'll see that they have, if they're negative in their account, they ask if we can promote them
sure.
and what we can do to help create more business for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're positive, we sit down and give them great ideas of how they can spend their trade.
Sure.
We know business owners are busy, so mm-hmm. I didn't have time to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll do that for you. Just mm-hmm. give us a list of things that are coming up. And
sure.
Right now we're planning a late holiday party for one of our businesses. So we have the caterers all set up. We've got magnificent prizes that they're giving out to their staff
mm-hmm.
and some entertainment coming in.
Nice.
So they just said when it was and we, of
you
course,
just found
we,
the stuff.
Yeah, we just got all set up for them and they approve.
Nice. Very cool.
So we do that another thing is that people not only use trade for their business, but they use it for personal.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to go get your nails done or mm-hmm. to go relax at a spa
mm-hmm.
or join a health club are great. That's
sure.
That's great. It's but also we have travel. So people
oh, wow.
are, we just had a member that came back from Kauai. The vacation was completely covered on full trade with
wow.
their activities and hotel and
sure.
golf and helicopter rides and so on. And all our members have to do is send over a travel request form for where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we reach out to the trade exchange in that area.
Okay.
And then they'll send us over
sure.
their resorts and mm-hmm. hotels and activities and food. And then our member just says what they want. And then we take care of booking it for
them. Sure. That's awesome. Clever.
It's great. I mean, so it doesn't necessarily have to be used just for business.
Mm-hmm.
When people see that they can use it
sure.
for their personal use,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I didn't have the cash flow for that, but now I do. This is
right.
great.
Nice.
So
from an employee standpoint, have you had any challenges with employees?
I think I've been extremely lucky with my employees. The only challenge at the very beginning was keeping them.
Sure.
Like, because it was so new and I didn't have very many members. So
right. I'm still having that challenge. So
yeah,
I totally
Okay, so they had to do a lot of the sales and not a lot of people are qualified to do sales.
Right.
So they'd get...
But they don't think they are.
Right, they don't think they are. So so that would be my only challenge. But again, that was probably 11, 12, 13 years ago.
Okay, sure.
I've had awesome staff members throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
My two now, Kaz and Ashley, anybody that calls them, you're going to love them.
Nice.
They'll help you with whatever you need and very professional and very outgoing.
Sure.
So
very cool.
Yeah.
So what have been some of the things that went super well that you didn't foresee happening?
Oh boy, all of it. I didn't know it was going to go this big and it was going to be this well known. And
well, it's interesting you say that. So what was the goal when you first started out? Or did you have a goal?
I think I get such a high on making connections and making things happen and facilitating these trades and seeing how it's helped these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a local girl, grew up in, on the west side of Madison. And so just helping and watching businesses thrive and knowing that they've are using our barter, our currency is great. So, and again, word of mouth, these businesses are loving it. So then they're telling their friends.
Sure.
And somebody just called up the other day and said, hey, I just talked to an electrician. Can you call him? He's interested. So that's how we grow.
Okay, sure.
So did I know it was going to go this well? It can always go better.
Sure.
We can always have, instead of 600 businesses, we're shooting for 1,500.
Okay.
But I think my first initial goal,
well,
again, we've probably had about 1,000 businesses, but with the ones that have sold, retired, and gone out of business, we're down to 600 active businesses.
Sure.
So, yes, our goal is to get 1,500 active businesses.
Sure.
Maybe when that happens, then I'll want to go to 2,000 and we'll keep going.
Right? That's the thing about goals, right?
Right.
Once you achieve them, you're like, what's next? You're not like, oh, that's it. I guess I can die now.
But I feel like, speaking of that, I feel like if you are, to feel like you have a successful business is getting up every day and loving what you do and not complaining and just being happy and excited about it. And
sure.
Everybody feeling your passion for it, that's to me as a success.
Sure.
So
that's fair. That's totally fair. What have you, from a, I guess, dealing with all the business owners and stuff like that, I imagine you get a lot of sob stories where, hey, can you help me with this? Or, hey, can you help me with that? And like, what have been some of the challenges in regards to dealing with that?
Well, I mean, if they need this or they need that, that's what we're there for.
Sure.
So when somebody says they need something and we don't have that type of business in our network, then we're going to do the legwork to try to find that type of business for them so they can do it on trade. So actually, it's a benefit when they do that.
Sure.
We never complain about having to work hard for our members because that's what we do.
And that's, I suppose that's the nature of the business,
it's
right?
The nature of the business. Sure. Like, we are the most customer service you'll ever get. But I'd say one of the challenges in my business is maybe I have a competitor.
Okay.
That they're based in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So I take pride in the fact that we are a local trade exchange. I work very closely with Dame by Local. So with that, we feel like they come into our area and somehow get our businesses, and that's our challenge. They don't take them, they just also get them.
Okay.
But I look at it this way too. Obviously, we are a threat to them that they're somehow working off of our directory.
Sure.
So
it's the nature of competition.
Yeah. I mean, we all have it, and I have to say, I'm also very grateful for it because the competition is what has kept me going, and there's never a dull day. The challenge is fantastic. I mean, I'm like, I got to get 10 new businesses this month or, or whatever. So I just continue challenging myself for that reason, because we love the fact that we are Madison's local trade exchange company.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. This interesting thing about competition is when it comes to something like calls on call, where I imagine your business as well, where there's a portion that's education when you're talking to a potential client, that when there's competition, that competitor essentially, or those competitors, if they've already talked to your potential client, they've done the education aspect for you. So now it's just that client or potential client just has to essentially compare apples to apples as best they can.
Right.
So you don't have to deal with the question like, what is a bartering system? I've never heard of this before. Walk me through it one more time. They'll know because, oh, yeah, this person, whatever, came in and they talked to me about it. So I get the basic gist. So it makes your job a little bit easier from a sales perspective because then you can work on the sale instead of the education aspect.
Right. And I just think Madison is a great community for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
At first.
Turns out, right?
Yeah. It turns out that, you know, we have everybody really wants to see each other make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, we work together. Like when 2007, when we were in the recession, started. Mm-hmm. I had people go, oh boy, what's this going to do for Badger Barter? You're
sure.
only 2 years old at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous, but actually it was very good for our business because businesses were struggling financially too, that they were able to use the barter system more, and that's what kept our barter businesses working together in a community.
Sure.
So it really was a jump for us. It helped us. Because people that were financially struggling, they're like, how do we do this? Mm-hmm. How do we get in? We want to be a part of this too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good.
Yeah.
And now they're still with us.
Sure. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So
it's funny. I loved it. I shouldn't say at the time that I loved it, but kind of now looking back, actually, I take that back. I did kind of love it. When the economy was tanking a little bit, I felt like it was doing a little bit of house cleaning.
Yes.
For people that were just not the greatest at customer service or they just weren't the best at what they did, it kind of weeded them out. Or even the people that maybe they were great at what they did, they just weren't very good business people. It kind of got rid of them.
Right.
And a lot of companies, tons of companies, were pulling advertising, which meant that little companies like mine could actually afford to advertise.
Exactly.
On a lot of channels that before, you wouldn't have even gotten the time of day, but all of a sudden we could afford radio and TV advertising.
That is so true.
That was crazy when all of a sudden, like, I saw your prices 2 years ago, and now these are like a third of what they used to be. So, and they still had, all this space that they had to fill. So
yeah.
I'm like, all right.
And that's why everyone should be bartering, because not every table at the restaurant is full.
Right.
Not every hotel room is full. So
sure.
If it went empty last night, they already lost money. So.
Sure. You have some bandwidth there. You're paying for that table and you're paying
right.
for So all that other little stuff, the hotel room, all that jazz.
Exactly. So, you know, we want to fill that empty space and sell their excess inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are overbooked or they can't take on the business, they just need to tell us and we'll it's okay. We're happy to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no thing. So you're married, right?
I'm married.
Okay. So at the time that you started Badger Barter, you were married?
Yes. I've been married for 33 years.
Holy cow. High five there. That's, I feel like that's a long time. I'm only on, 17.
Well, that's great.
And I'm like 30, that's double that. So that's a while.
Well, we grew up together, it seems like.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So in that regard, how did your spouse feel about you saying, hey, I'm quitting my job. I'm going to start a business.
Well, of course, he's always been very supportive towards me and my decisions to try and do things.
Sure.
It was, again, very scary to do because we have three daughters, and with working for the airlines, we traveled the world. I mean...
Oh, he worked for the airlines
no,
as well?
No, I did.
Okay.
But with that, we were able to take our family.
Sure.
And every month, we were going
somewhere nice.
And to Europe. 4 times a year in China and all over.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when I told him that I've made a decision to quit, then the flight benefits scared him that he didn't have that anymore.
Sure.
So we took our family on one last rah to Thailand.
Oh, nice.
So anyways, we did that. And then I knew once I gave up a job that I loved and it was really considered a dream job too, I had to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
So... And he was very supportive. My girls were very supportive.
Sure.
They think they're barter queens themselves now. So, yeah, support has been huge.
That's awesome.
Throughout my whole family.
Very cool. So there's no challenge there. That's
nope.
good. That's very good. What has been your least favorite thing about owning the business?
Well, I'm going to say the least favorite thing, of course, is the financial business losses that I've had to take
sure.
from the line
of
credit.
Totally fair.
I can't really think of anything else because I get to make my own hours and
sure.
I can work as little as I want or as mm-hmm. as much as I want.
Well, I suppose essentially if you're the main salesperson, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, at the very beginning mm-hmm. when I started Badger Barter, I was on 24/7.
Sure.
It was hard. It mm-hmm. was a struggle and a strain on my family.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I had their support, of course, but mm-hmm. it was hard. I had my oldest child was going into high school, which mm-hmm. was scary enough.
Mm-hmm.
And just not being home, I was out at every single networking event
sure.
that was out there.
Just hustling
and meeting people and mm-hmm. building relationships and getting the word out there. Mm-hmm. So that was hard, but it was worth it. It
sure.
was so worth it. So
sure.
anybody that asks me what's it like starting a business, I'm like, you just need to go out there and build relationships with other businesses and mm-hmm. go to every networking event you can
mm-hmm.
because that's how things are created.
Right.
So
I remember back in the day when I started Doc Jams, holy cow, you're just hitting it so hard.
Yeah, just to get your name out there.
Yeah.
And I got to know you.
Yeah, that's right, way back when. Yeah, way back when.
I think we met at a networking event.
Probably did.
Yep.
Yeah, that had to be, I started Doc Jams in 2006. You're talking 13 years, holy cow, 13 years ago.
Right.
That's crazy. Oh, that's funny. What has been your favorite thing about owning your business?
My favorite thing is absolutely seeing my members happy when things work out for them.
Sure.
And we connected them with another business and they're like, oh my gosh, you just saved me $15,000 in cash on this.
Sure.
And I love their work. And
mm-hmm.
now we're going to do this with them. And so just making connections is mm-hmm. great. And
nice.
I feel like after the 14 years I've been doing this, I just got acknowledged.
Nice.
Dame by Local had their Biz Award.
Okay.
And up against tons and tons of great, great, great Madison businesses.
Sure.
And I got the award for Business Expert of the Year.
Oh, well, high five there.
Yeah, so that was a really great accomplishment. As we were driving there, I'm like, ooh, what if I win? And my...
Do you have your speech prepared?
My daughter Molly goes, do you know who you're up against? Of course you're not going to win.
Ouch.
There's the support I was telling you about. And sure enough, the first award was the top award, which was the Business Expert Award, and they said Badger Barter. I thought Molly was going to die.
Funny.
So that was a great accomplishment.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, I did it. See?
Funny.
So that was awesome.
So what is Business Expert Award? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that. So just tell me.
Dane by Local is mm-hmm. a community that every business in Dane County should actually be a part of.
Sure.
I think they have almost 2,000 businesses that are in the network, and
all right.
They're just a community like mine
mm-hmm.
that work together to help each other grow.
Sure.
And they have everything from Heartland Bank
mm-hmm.
to Chalmers Jewelers to the local spa or
sure.
you know, Summit Bank's part. I mean, everybody, restaurants,
mm-hmm.
everybody that is locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
And based here in Dane County.
Sure.
So they every year they just have a big award.
Okay.
And they give it to there's a board.
Okay.
And the board votes on who has done good for the community.
Okay.
And works hard.
Sure.
And I guess. So
you were the expert.
I was the expert of that.
Nice. So, very cool.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
Yeah,
so they
pretty
give
exciting.
You some they give you a car or
well, no, I did win a car and the Price is Right. I can tell you that one some other time.
Did you? That's awesome.
I got a plaque.
Sure.
And that says Business Expert Badger Barter. And then a bunch of the businesses in Dane by Local
mm-hmm.
also had prizes for the winners. So it was nice just to get a
oh, very cool.
little prizes from other local businesses too.
That's awesome. So I feel like you cannot segue and say you won a car and the Price is Right without just throwing us that just really quickly, if you don't mind.
Okay, no, I don't mind. Of course, it's my favorite story of all. So it was a while ago.
Okay.
Is
The Price is Right still on?
Yeah, The Price is Right is now with, oh my God, what? Jim Carrey. Yeah. So
okay.
That he took over, it was Bob Barker.
Okay.
So I was there in the Bob Barker days.
You're talking Drew Carey.
Yes,
okay.
Drew Carey.
That's right.
So yeah, it was Bob Barker back in my day.
Okay, sure.
And I have a handicapped sister, and I was taking her to Disneyland, And I said, I'm going to go be on The Price is Right, too. So everybody's like, yeah, right. Good luck with that.
Sure.
And I, not knowing how it worked.
Right.
But you are standing in line all day long. And apparently they had cameras watching so they could see our personalities. And
sure.
What have you. So when at the end of the line, after about 8 hours, you get shortly interviewed by some of their staff, their directors.
And you're talking about just to be in the audience.
Just to be in the audience.
Holy cow.
And then when you've
got stamina.
Yeah. And then when you're in the audience, my main goal was just watching the little telecoms to see if you could even see me on TV.
Sure.
And they said the first four names we call, you won't be able to hear because it's so loud. And
sure.
So the first name was Mary Jo Mangan, come on down. And I didn't hear it, of course, but my sister hit me and said, it's you. So that was it. So I ran down there.
Nice.
And I won a boat to get on the stage and then a car when I got up on the stage.
Whoa. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But what kind of car?
Well, okay, remember it was back in the
80s. Sure, sure.
It was a Renault.
Nice.
And
Alliance or something.
It was
like
an Alliance. And they stopped making that soon after I won it. So
sure.
They sent me all the information and said that I could pick out a Renault medallion.
Okay.
So it was probably a $4,000 more expensive car.
Sure.
And so that was that. They just sent
that's
me
awesome.
The forms and said, find a Toyota dealership in your neighborhood and go pick out your car.
Ha! That's awesome.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So it's pretty exciting. So when I have new friends over, I show everybody my tape.
Nice.
30 years later.
Sure. That's so cool. So did you get to play Plinko or something like that?
So I did Lucky 7.
Okay.
Which is actually, you hear the audience going, oh, it's a hard one.
Sure. Because that's what you have to guess the numbers in order, right?
Yeah. You have to guess the price of the car. And if you're off by three,
sure.
You have to give them $3. And you need $1 left to buy the car.
Sure.
And at the end, I had $5 left.
Nice.
For the last number. So I said number 5.
All right.
And it was a 9. So I had to give him $4 and I had $1 left to buy the car.
That's awesome. So. I feel like the fact that I knew that game means I just watched too much TV when I was a kid.
Yeah, right.
Holy cow. What did the 80s do to me? Wow.
Yeah. So we did that. And then, that was it.
That's awesome.
It was fun. It was a great memory.
Sure. Did you keep the car?
Kept the car, and I had my license plate say, MJ won me. And now my license plate says, I barter.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Tell the world. That's awesome. Very cool. So from the time that you started, we're talking 14 years ago, right? So the internet has happened.
Yep.
So can you just tell us how that's changed or how your business has dealt with it? There's been any challenges or technology has helped you or just
no technology has definitely helped.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I went to a convention and they're like, there's going to be this thing, social media, that
that's awesome.
Everybody should learn about
because
it's going to become really popular. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Well, yes, it definitely came popular. And so I did have to learn how everything worked and what was the best form of advertising for us through social media.
Yeah.
And now I'm just extremely blessed that I have two great girls that are in the millennial age that know how to do that well.
Sure.
So I go into them for help now.
That's awesome. I totally understand. It's funny. I was interviewing for receptionist for Calls on Call, and we have a 50 words per minute prerequisite to be able to type so you can keep up when people are telling you name and address. And so we do group interviews, and I asked, hey, how fast do you guys type? And so one girl says, I can text really fast. And I thought, no, I mean, like on a real computer.
Yeah,
like
right.
You've seen them big screens. You can actually get stuff done without looking at a 4-inch screen. Like, it was so weird that was an answer.
I know.
But it's
is.
Just that millennial age. And all I could think is, this is why people make fun of you.
Yes.
This is totally why people make fun of you. So I totally understand how they know certain things in the social media realm. But yeah, that's
right.
Funny. They can stick to that. That's
social,
awesome.
I hate social media for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like they have way more challenges in life.
Oh, yeah.
Than we ever did.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Totally fair.
But for business, I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Totally true. Totally true. One of the things that I like to ask business owners is if you know how you make decisions. Like, is there a process that you go through, or is it by the gut, or do you...
Well, I'm definitely an instinct person. Okay. I know what's right and what's wrong, mm-hmm. and I do listen to my gut a lot, and mm-hmm. that's why, again, when I was given this idea, mm-hmm. it just was a gut feeling that I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can tell when I meet other businesses if they're going to be a good fit mm-hmm. or not, okay. and if I don't feel that they're going to be a good fit, it might not be fair
sure.
why I chose that, but mm-hmm. if I think that they aren't, I won't pursue them.
Sure, that's fair.
I take pride in the fact that we've got, again, some of Madison's best businesses in our network. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of that. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of that has been off my gut.
Sure. Well, that's good. That's very good. That leads us to this other question here, the challenging one, right? If you could change one decision that you made in your business, what would it be? Would it be hiring someone or where your office space was or accepting one of the clients or maybe saying no to one of the clients you thought about? Or
I would say, well, of course, the ones that I've taken a loss on.
Sure. just pick one of those.
Yeah, right. I would say I made the mistake of keeping my old software. I don't want to take that away from that company because sure. they did help me get off the ground. Mm-hmm. But they were not up to the times of the other one. And sure. I knew I needed to get on board with everyone else, mm-hmm. but it was like one more thing added to my plate
sure.
to learn.
And that's a huge thing.
Yeah. So
changing software.
Right. So that was really scary.
Sure.
Now that I know it and how great it is and how easy it is. And
yeah.
I wish I would have done that.
Sure.
10 years ago.
Sure. Fair.
So
you got to tell me, I'm going to segue into that now because mm-hmm. software, I've had to deal with that with every business I've had. And it's so weird because we're in 2019 now. This should be easy.
Right.
But software, for whatever reason, a lot of times is not. I don't know if it's because programmers just never use their own software that they make or whatever challenges we have. But everybody's got this issue with their phone. Software everywhere. It's just challenging. So a lot of it's cumbersome. And moving from one software to the next, I imagine they put some roadblocks in there to try to force loyalty, I imagine, to a point. Or was it hard to convert from one software to the other?
I did sign a contract with the first one.
Okay.
And I was just 3 months shy of extending.
Okay.
So I just paid for those 3 months and moved forward.
Sure. Okay.
So it wasn't bad.
But getting data from that one and moving it into the new one, was that a big deal?
No. Well, the software company that I'm with now, mm-hmm. he just told me exactly the information that I needed to send over to him. Mm-hmm. And he made it very simple.
Okay.
And the other company, they would have given it up. But we had it all done. By the time I put in my notice that I wasn't going to continue, mm-hmm. it was already implemented in mm-hmm. the new software. So it was a smooth switch.
Gotcha.
Our members hardly knew it.
Sure.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's see here. What else I have to for you? We got a little bit of time here left. What is next for the business? So is it
something
to grow or franchise, or do you expand beyond Madison-ish? Or?
I would like to, of course. I mean, we do have businesses in Janesville and Galena, and I work closely with a trade exchange in Chicago.
Okay.
We've got Chula Vista and a handful of other businesses up in the Dells area. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I want to keep expanding out. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to, my husband will say, get some more boots on the ground.
Okay, so, sure. Just to give you more time to go to Taiwan or Thailand?
That, and I'm a grandmother now, too.
Sure. So. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. But no, just to have, I mean, I've been doing it for 14 years, so mm-hmm. it would be nice to have some fresh blood in here with
sure.
the energy to go mm-hmm. out and sell. I think that no one can do it as well as I can because sure. it's my passion.
Right.
But I didn't think anybody could help me in the office either.
Sure.
It was very easy to let go
right.
and have the girls that I've had work for me take over.
Mm-hmm.
So so if I've been fortunate in that area, I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure I can be fortunate out in the sales world too.
Sure.
And I don't think it's a tough sell anymore.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Everybody seems, not everybody, I shouldn't say, but businesses know about us now.
Sure.
If they didn't know about us, then they know somebody that did work mm-hmm. with us or mm-hmm. what have you. So
yeah.
It's not going in like it was in 2005 to
sure.
explain something that they've never heard of mm-hmm. or how is that even possible?
Right.
It's possible.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, we've got First Choice Dentals. We had all the Arby's.
Right.
We have, you know, businesses that are, no matter what type of business you have, if you've got a profit margin, you should be in barter.
Sure. That's fair. Totally fair.
Yeah. So if they're...
And hopefully businesses have profit margins.
Yes.
Otherwise, they don't come see me.
Right. Or they shouldn't be in it. So
right.
Some businesses, of course, have a lower profit margin.
Sure.
But I'm a strong believer, if you're 25% or higher,
sure,
you're just an automatic shoe-in. You should be doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
You'll
That's
have
fair.
The best people out there promoting your business for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't pay anything unless you trade.
Sure.
So.
You raised an interesting point, though, when you talked about 14 years in business. Because I was thinking in my head, like, 14 years in business. I personally end up with a 7-year itch in a business after about 4 or 5 years. Where I'm just like, we got to grow this, or I just got to move on, sell it to someone else, and then start the next big thing, whatever it is. How do you stay motivated after 14 years in business?
Well, it's my baby.
Okay.
You know, I created it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like giving up on your children, you're not going to do that. Like, this is
sure.
truly my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I made it happen,
okay.
and it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a success. So I just find bigger challenges on larger trades.
Okay.
Now, you know, just making things happen.
Sure.
So I don't know. I just don't get bored.
Okay. It's, well, that's good.
It's
that's
just
very
really
good.
Fun. It's an exciting job.
Sure.
We do great things too. Like, we're not only just looking out for ourselves
mm-hmm.
to make a small commission, but we are helping other businesses grow.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a huge online auction for Sun Prairie Strong.
Sure.
Had a lot of local businesses here that were affected by the explosion.
Sure.
So we wanted to help, and we partnered up with Dame by Local and
mm-hmm.
worked really hard, and were able to hand over a check for $13,500
wow.
to the bank,
sure.
Sun Prairie Bank here to help. And so we do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not so it's not just we're outside. We work outside of it. So
sure.
I'm still out and about, getting involved in other things mm-hmm. too, rather to keep life interesting.
Sure. So a strong community, and there's stuff like that going
yes.
on. So okay. Gotcha. That's
yep.
so cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are there certain businesses that you're looking for that you feel are super awesome, great fit?
Yes. You can never have too many restaurants.
Okay.
Right now we've got over 75.
Okay.
You can never have too many electricians and plumbers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Things like that. Businesses really need that.
Sure.
So I think about, like, what do our restaurants need? They
mm-hmm.
need refrigeration repair. They
mm-hmm.
need Roto-Rooter. They need
sure.
Tap line cleaning. You
sure.
know, whatever their needs are is mm-hmm. who we're going to go out and get. And because we have so many restaurants, and we don't lose them because we do have a lot to offer them.
Sure.
That they can do monthly things with, their monthly
mm-hmm.
window cleaning, their monthly carpet cleaning.
Sure.
To save on their cash flow for just allowing us to promote their business for them.
Sure. Interesting. Okay.
So, yeah, there are, I mean, sure, would we like to have more plastic surgeons?
Sure.
Yes.
I know. Is that?
We would love that.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Okay.
But yeah, just things that are specialties. You
okay.
know, you can never have too many of that.
Sure.
Shops. We've got, you know, Willow Creek Home Decor. We've got several other shops that are great businesses. Want to go in there and
mm-hmm.
or give their staff incentives and say, here's
sure.
$100, go spend it
mm-hmm.
here where it's fun.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I think every business is a fit.
Sure.
So some just get used more than others.
Right. That's fair. That's totally fair. I like to think that just about every business is a fit for Calls on Call, but oftentimes I'm wrong.
Right.
But not, more often I'm right. So.
Yeah, well, again, they just aren't sure of the benefits. So
yeah,
the
yeah.
word,
it's
it just
education.
Has to get out there how
mm-hmm.
we can promote your business and make a difference.
Right, right. So doing all that with the sales, getting your people in place and dealing with all the ins and outs of the Badger Barter business, what do you do to relax? Do you travel still?
I still travel, yep.
Okay.
We're going to the south of France and coming up here for
very cool.
a couple of weeks.
Okay. So your husband didn't get too let down there.
No, he still gets to do it a lot.
Okay.
He just went to Ireland.
Oh, very cool.
So we have it in our blood,
mm-hmm.
and we just pay now.
you don't get to take the free seats or anything
right,
like
right.
that.
So
funny.
Yeah, we still do that. We do a lot of travel, and I like to paint furniture.
Okay.
Things like that
okay.
help me. I like to drink wine.
All right. You're in Wisconsin, so we like our alcohol. That's a thing. So if you were to give some advice to someone that was considering starting a business, what would you tell them?
Well, again, really know that's what you want to do before you invest your money.
Mm-hmm.
Find people that are strong supporters to work mm-hmm. with you, and hit the networking. They're out there. Like, there's so many.
Oh, in Madison, there's tons.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities to go out and pick people's brains and ask them about your idea and if they think it will work. And if you really want to do it, you just have to go full force.
Sure.
I realized that I couldn't do, like I said, work for the airlines and this. I had to give it 150%+.
Yeah.
I thought I could do it 50%, sure. And it's just not possible.
No.
If you go in halfway,
right,
you're only going to make it halfway.
Right.
Yeah.
Very
so
true.
Just work hard. Have a strong work ethic. Know it's yours.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Sure. Very cool.
And if you're going to do that, then call us. We'll help you.
Right. Help do the marketing and all that jazz.
Right.
Is there anything that you wish I would have asked you? Or anything you want to tell the world? You got a microphone in front of you. You got millions of listeners right now.
Can I give my website?
You can totally give your website. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So anyone who is looking to either start a business, we would love to help you. We give you interest-free lines of credit so you can get started with your web design, your printing, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We will start marketing and promoting you right away.
Sure.
If you are already an active business and you would like to create more business, then please let's work together and we can help you do that.
Sure. And the website is?
The website is badgerbarter.com.
Holy cow, complex, right?
Yep. And of course, you can find us on every social media site too.
Sure. So badgerbarter.com.
Badgerbarter.com.
It's almost too easy. So one other piece of advice that you could give people that if they've been in business, let's say you've been in business 14 years.
Yes.
So after 14 years, let's just say after a decade, because that's a healthy number. So if someone's been in business after 10 years, what is a bit of advice you would give to someone in regards to staying motivated?
Well, if you have a passion for it, you shouldn't need
sure.
that. I mean, that's we all get tired. We all get tired.
Right?
I mean, I'm in my 50s now, so of course I'm tired.
Sure.
but what else am I going to do?
Sure, I have no idea.
And I would never start another business because it's hard.
Right.
So I've got one that's working.
Right.
I'm just going to get up every day and plug away at it.
It's solid. It's great. You're making people happy.
Yep. I love that. I love connecting.
Right.
And making things happen.
And you're making money doing it, so it sounds all good, right?
Yep.
And you get to see your grandchild?
Grandchild, yep.
Okay.
Miles. He's 2.5.
Nice. Cool. So Miles will own this business someday, huh?
Well, I mean, my three daughters are all in their 20s.
Oh, so they're buying for it.
Well, they're like, well, I'm taking over. And I'm like, my philosophy is get a college degree.
Right.
Go off and work in the business field yourself.
Sure.
And then down the road if it's meant to be.
Right. Like, I got another 30 years here, princess. You just settle down. This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggles, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the country. Coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, and Authentic Business Adventures is brought to you by Calls on Call, offering call answering and receptionist services for small businesses across the country, on the web at callsoncall.com, as well as Draw In Customers Business Coaching, offering business coaching services for entrepreneurs in all stages of their business, on the web at drawincustomers.com. And, of course, The Bold Business Book, a book for the entrepreneur in all of us, available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful guests. Oh my goodness gracious, I'm just having a rough time today. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful listeners, as well as our wonderful guest, Mary Jo Mangan, owner of Badger Barter. That's at badgerbarter.com. Mary Jo, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for letting me share.
Oh my gosh, we had some good stuff here. 14 years, that's crazy. Congrats there.
Thank you.
Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., as well as at sunprairiemediacenter.com. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link, found at drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. I want you to stay awesome. And if you do nothing else, enjoy your business.